Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press, the national weekly newspaper published here on Capitol Hill. Of course, we're sponsored by Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. And as I always tell you, it does work. Check it out on the Internet at headachestaygone.com. And get your pen and paper handy, folks, because I'm going to give you the 800 number for Headache Stay Gone later here in this hour. And I'm also going to give you some very important contact information about a very important conference that's being held not too long from now, and I think you'll want to attend. Well, folks, I suspect our audience may be a little smaller this evening because rumor has it that a rather corrupt fellow named George W. Bush is speaking either now or going to be speaking shortly. I don't pay too much attention to the guy when he does talk because he irritates me so much. But for those of you who have decided to tune in here tonight, I'm going to be talking about George W. Bush, no surprise, and about what we can do to stop George Bush and these warmongers who have taken over his administration. Folks, I just got the most amazing phone call about a half an hour ago from a friend of mine, a very smart fellow who's largely apolitical, but sometimes his insights into world affairs have amazed me. Unfortunately, though, he doesn't seem to have the proper insight as to what is going on with this speech by George W. Bush. His friend of mine, who is, as I say, a pretty smart fellow, called me up and said these words, more or less, "I don't want to see my little nephews go to war for these Arabs." In other words, folks, this otherwise intelligent American is angry about what George Bush wants to do, this surge in Iraq, this surge is coming upon the deaths of 3,000 Americans and the butchering of tens of thousands of others, not to mention the Iraqis who've suffered. But my friend is of the opinion, based upon what he's seeing in the mass media, that this war in Iraq is for the Arabs. He thinks that we're over there fighting for the Arabs, and he's upset about that. Folks, we're not over there fighting for the Arabs. You know who we're fighting for. And more I'm becoming convinced that we're going to have to say it louder than ever. This is a war for Israel. This is a war that the organized American Jewish community got us involved in, groups such as AIPAC, the Anti-Defamation League, the American Jewish Congress, the American Jewish Committee, and my God, folks, they're not satisfied with this. They want a surge. They want a surge, ladies and gentlemen. Even the Washington Post admits today that President Bush is abandoning the generals, that only a handful of people in think tanks and among the neoconservatives want this surge in Iraq. This president who told us we needed to stand by the troops is now abandoning the troops. He's abandoning their leaders, and he wants to get us in deeper than ever. And, of course, the usual crowd of suspects have lined up behind him. Joe Lieberman, the so-called independent from Connecticut, and John McCain, the organized crime-linked figure from Arizona, whose father, Admiral John McCain, helped cover up Israel's murder of the men aboard the USS Liberty. Folks, we have a real problem here in this country. We have a real problem, and it's among those that we call our leaders, or at least the people we're told to call our leaders, because our leaders have been bought and blackmailed and co-opted, and they have abandoned America. They are traitors, ladies and gentlemen. They are traitors. They're guilty of treason. They're getting America into a hornet's nest that we don't want to get involved in any further. They got us in. They want to get us in deeper. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. And we're going to provide at least one possible solution. Stay tuned. Get your pen and paper handy, folks.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Very cold here in Washington, D.C. tonight. Very, very cold. But you know what? It's not as cold as that evil, vacant, cadaverous stare in the eyes of George W. Bush, this man who wants to murder more Americans for the benefit of the State of Israel and its Zionist aspirations. It's not as cold as the heart of Laura Bush, the wife of this George W. Bush, this woman who's standing by her man and watching other mothers send their children off to be butchered in another war for Israel. And I'll tell you what, it's not as cold here in Washington, D.C. as will be the corpses of the war criminals when they're taken out and strung up for betraying our country, for murdering Americans in a war that never should have been fought, and now plotting to get us into a war against Iran. Is there any doubt about the fact that they want to get us into the war against Iran? Well, one of the top neoconservatives, Joshua Marabchik, writes a memorandum to my fellow neoconservatives regarding how to save the neocons. Operation Comeback, he calls it. He says we've made a lot of mistakes in a war against Iraq. He says that it's all a lie that it has to do with anything with Israel. It's all lies. He says it's been cooked up by Lyndon LaRouche. You know, these are the kind of lies they're continuing to tell, ladies and gentlemen. In the latest issue of Foreign Policy, the magazine of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, which is hardly anything but that, he has this memorandum, and he has pictures of some of his neoconservative friends, Richard Pearl, William Crystal, Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Feith, Elliot Abrams, the five pictures that they've selected, folks, and this is not an anti-Semitic publication by any means. The five key neoconservatives pictured here are all, yes, Jewish. They are all hardline supporters of Israel. They are the people that got us into the Iraq War and who are now saying that George Bush is the one who made the mistakes. This is the kind of lying criminals these people are. But what's most important about Mr. Moravchik's essay is that he says the most important thing now that neoconservatives need to do is to regroup for one reason. He says, prepare to bomb Iran. Make no mistake, President Bush will need to bomb Iran's nuclear facilities before leaving office. He says the global thunder against Bush when he pulls the trigger will be deafening, and it will have many echoes at home. He says it will be an injection of steroids for people who oppose the war. He says we need to pave the way intellectually now and be prepared to defend the action when it comes. Well, you know what, folks? You know what we need to do, what the real American patriots need to do, the people who reject the manipulation of our foreign policy by this gang of criminals, and that is what they are, ladies and gentlemen. These people are criminals who should be dealt with as war criminals. And from now on, folks, we need to intensify our public dedication to telling people that this war isn't for the Arabs, as my poor friend thought it is, this war in Iraq. And this war against Iran is not... not any more for America than this war that we're fighting now is for. We need to stop these people dead in their tracks. And maybe dead is the word. We know March 24th and March 25th, there's going to be patriots and nationalists from around the country and around the world who are going to be gathering in Southern California to discuss and come up with a plan of action to take our country back from these criminals. Joe Fields, who's been a guest on this program, has had an organization out there called the Nationalist Forum that's presented a wide variety of speakers over the years, including myself, by the way. And George and Joe has organized a conference that's going to be held March 24th and March 25th. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. It's going to be in Southern California. An undetermined location as of yet, but it's probably going to be in the Orange County area. And this conference is going to be titled the No More Wars for Israel Conference. Now, here's what Joe's announcement says, folks. And get your pen and paper handy because I'm going to give you an email where you can contact him, an email where you can write the Nationalist Forum. This is what Joe Fields says. I couldn't put it any better myself. He says, we've watched enough of our sons and daughters lose their precious lives fighting for the parasitic state of Israel. We've also watched our Constitution and Bill of Rights shredded and the erection of an Orwellian police state complete with perpetual war for perpetual peace and constant Big Brother surveillance. Again, all for the safety and well-being of terrorist parasite Israel and its agents ensconced inside our government and media. Our, in quotes. Joe says, now is the time to do something about it, to speak out loudly and condemn the traitors and aliens who have wormed themselves into our body politic just as a tick worms its way under a dog's skin. That's tough language, folks. Oh, I know. Some of you may be shocked by it, but I'll tell you what. It's time for tough talk. It is time for action. Before any more Americans are butchered by these war criminals, before any more Iraqis are butchered, before Iranians are butchered, before the United States gets itself dragged into a global nuclear war that could bring the end of our world as we know it. I intend to be at this conference, and my longtime colleague, Willis Tardo, he's been on this program, he'll be there. Paul Fromm from Canada, you've heard Paul on this program, he's going to be there. Attorney Edgar Steele of Idaho will be there. Ed Steele's neighbor, Mark Glenn, you've heard him on this program. He's at crescentandcross.com. Mark will be there. Jim Condit, an expert on vote fraud. Jim will be there. 911 Widow, and Truth Crusader Ellen Mariani will be there. Stan Hess, another Idaho fellow, a white rights activist. Stan's going to be there. Revisionist author Joseph Bellinger is going to be there. From Croatia, Professor Tomislav Sunic. Mark Dankoff, who broadcasts right here on RBN. Deirdre Fields, Joe Fields' own wife. She's a South African journalist and Boer rights activist. Dr. Ed Fields of the Truth at Last newspaper out of Marietta, Georgia. And James K. Warner, along with the Christian Defense League in Louisiana. An all-star cast. Forgive me for my including myself in that description, but this is an all-star cast, folks. People you can trust, people with a proven record, people who know what's going on, people who aren't afraid to say who is responsible for what's going on and why it's going on. March 24th and March 25th. That's the time the conference is going to be held. Now, I'm going to give you the mail address and the email address for Joe Fields at the Nationalist Forum. Just make it Joe Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S, just like it sounds, Joe Fields, P.O. Box 9, P.O. Box 9, San Pedro, California, 90731. Joe Fields, P.O. Box 9, San Pedro, California, 90731. The email for Joe Fields is Feeneyite1 at yahoo.com. I'm going to spell that for you. Feeneyite is F-E-E-N-Y-I-T-E 1 at yahoo.com. Feeneyite1, F-E-E-N-Y-I-T-E 1 at yahoo.com. If you didn't get that information tonight, rest assured you're going to hear that information again and again on this program. Because this is an important meeting, there's no punches pulled. The title makes it all clear. No more wars for Israel. That has got to be our rallying cry, folks. George W. Bush is talking about a surge. Well, we need a surge of war criminals being tried and convicted and hung. We need a surge of people who are ready to come out and say publicly the Israeli lobby, this Jewish lobby, is behind this Iraq travesty. That this Jewish lobby is behind this design for a war against Iran. We need a surge of public opinion and a surge of people saying out loud that the New World Order is totalitarian, that it's spawned in the Zionist Talmud. We need a surge of troops surrounding Capitol Hill and the White House. Troops supported by Americans. It's a scary situation, folks. And you know, to back up this surge, I expect fully a bigger surge on the part of the federal government under the control of George Bush and his Zionist neocon war criminal crowd to try to crack down and stop people from speaking out. But you know, folks, we've got to speak out. We've got to speak out, folks, you know, because, you know, we've been hearing for years that the New World Order is going to be brought upon us and that those evil liberal Democrats are going to do it. But, folks, it's that good Christian patriot George W. Bush who's bringing the New World Order upon us. And we don't need to pull any punches anymore as to what the New World Order is. The New World Order is Zionist imperialism spawned in the hateful language of the Talmud. That's all it is, folks. We can call it all sorts of other things and say it's corporate totalitarianism, or we can say it's the Illuminati or whatever evil group you want to make at the Council on Foreign Relations. But the real power, the real force behind it is Zionism, and Zionism is spawned in the Talmud. Don't worry about the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, folks. Whether that's real or not, the fact is what we have is a push for a Zionist New World Order, and a lot more people are going to die in furtherance of that evil aim. March 24th and March 25th, Southern California. The No More Wars for Israel conference, folks. Come and make your voice heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here on this January 10th, coming to you from Washington. You know, I should have a headache, because these kind of things that I have to talk about on this program make me mad as hell. If I did have a headache, I would take Headache Stay Gone. Good product, and I'm proud to endorse it. Well, today in the New York Times, very interesting advertisement from an entity called the American Technion Society. Well, the American Technion Society is an American organization that is working in alliance with Technion, the Israel Institute of Technology. Well, needless to say, while they say that Technion is ranked among the world's leading science and technology universities, it should be noted, although they don't note this in the advertisement, that Technion in Israel and its support group here, the American Technion Society, are major players in Israel's nuclear weapons of mass destruction program. That's the program, of course, that officially doesn't exist. And, of course, the only weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East, George Bush and the Zionists said, were in Iraq, which, of course, they weren't. But we fought a war because of those so-called weapons of mass destruction. Well, in any case, this advertisement is very telling and it's very revealing. The headline says, Israel's only natural resources, the brain power of its people. And it says in part, Israel has become a world leader in science, technology, and medicine. It has more technology-based startup companies per capita than any other country, more companies on NASDAQ than any country except the United States and Canada, and a standard of living that places it firmly among first world nations. That's how good things are in Israel, folks. Think of how they are in Iraq. It's been destroyed to the tune of many, many billions and billions of dollars, not to mention all the American blood and Iraqi blood, Iraqi Muslims and Christians who've died. How has Israel become a world leader in science, technology, and medicine? Why does it have more technology-based startup companies per capita than any other country? More companies on NASDAQ than any country except the United States and Canada. And a standard of living that places it firmly among first world nations. One reason, and one reason alone, Israel is a parasite state. Israel exists on billions upon billions upon billions of U.S. tax dollars. We can barely afford to put our kids through school. We can barely afford to pay our rent. Some people lose their homes because they can't keep up with the mortgage. We have homeless people here in the streets of Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. We have bridges and highways breaking apart daily. We have old people that can't get medication. I mean, you know the list. I could go on and on. What have I missed? Probably lots of other things. What about the American Indians on the reservations here? Disease, starvation, AIDS, high rates of suicide, obesity, for God's sake, all on the American Indian reservations. But Israel has all these benefits only because it's a welfare state. It's a state that subsists on American welfare handouts, and now we're in the position where American troops are doing Israel's bidding in Iraq, and now they want us to do their bidding in Iran. It's time to cut off the welfare to Israel, folks, to cut off the military aid. It's time to cut off all the handouts. It's time to send troops in. We need a surge of American troops into Israel to dismantle Israel's nuclear weapons program. And folks, don't forget, as I've told you on this program, you say, oh, that's hysterical raving and ranting. Folks, the U.S. Army War College has put out a 300-page report that says that Israel's nuclear weapons program needs to be investigated and indeed potentially dismantled. So, folks, our men in the military think that's what we need to do. Because, folks, as long as Israel continues on its course, backed up by these gangsters in Washington, it's only going to get worse. If Israel has such great brain power, if that's its only natural resource, then let's see them survive without billions of dollars of U.S. handouts. Let's see them survive without the U.S. troops over there causing trouble, not only for the people of Iraq, but causing trouble for Americans and stirring up the very, very real terrorists who are out there who react in a negative fashion, and that's putting it lightly, who react to U.S. involvement in the Middle East on behalf of Israel. Really, U.S. involvement in the affairs of the world on behalf of Israel. I've told you before, it's been reported in the Washington Post that one of the primary concerns about North Korea having a nuclear bomb is because Israel and its friends are afraid that North Korea will give that nuclear bomb to enemies of Israel. Isn't it amazing, folks, how far we have come? Is there anybody out there who disagrees with what I've said in this first half hour? I can't imagine there is, but, you know, there probably are. I invite you to call in here, folks. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you don't like what I had to say, call me in. Call in here and talk to me and tell me about it. Tell me why I'm wrong, but I don't think that I am. When we come back, folks, some very interesting information. Information that's coming out about some of these troublemakers on the Internet who are trying to destroy the American nationalist movement. Bigger news than I could have even imagined myself, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, courtesy of the all-natural cure for headaches, Headaches Stay Gone. Check it out on the internet at headachesstaygone.com. And that number, the toll-free number to call, is 1-800. An 800 number, 1-800-327-0727. Folks, the New Republic magazine has a January 1st and 15th issue. The New Republic is published by a guy named Martin Peretz, who is a hardline Zionist who calls himself a liberal. So he's officially not a neoconservative, but when it comes to Israel, he's certainly in line. Here is the headline story, the cover story, in this week's issue of the New Republic. Picture of outgoing Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, son of former Michigan Governor George Romney, who once ran for president unsuccessfully and served in the Nixon cabinet. And, of course, the Romneys are Mormons. Now, I know there's a lot of people who don't like Mormonism. I don't have any set feelings about Mormonism one way or the other. I've known a lot of Mormons. I studied Mormonism at one time, just as I've studied a lot of religions, but I'm not a Mormon, never have been, don't think I ever will be. But here's this nice big picture of Mitt Romney with a big headline. He has a Mormon temple behind him, and here's the question that the New Republic, which is a pro-Israel publication published by an eminent American Jew, Martin Peretz, they raise the question, a Mormon in the White House? Question mark. Why religion matters. Well, the article goes on at some length talking about Mitt Romney having become a Mormon or having having become more close to his Mormon heritage. And here's how the article concludes. Romney may have undergone an authentic religious rebirth during the last few years, a rebirth that has led him to embrace the fundamental tenets of his church more fully than ever before in his political career. If so, voters need to know it. And they need to think long and hard about the possible consequences of making such a man the President of the United States. Can you imagine if American Free Press or the Idaho Observer or any other publication in the United States had a front page story about Joe Lieberman and raised the question, a Jew in the White House, why religion matters? A Jew in the White House, why religion matters? Well, it's totally acceptable to raise the question about Mitt Romney and the Mormon religion, and maybe some of you agree with that. But again here, folks, we come to these double, these insane, insidious double standards in the mass media in America. Well, maybe we should start asking the question, not a Jew in the White House, but Jew power in the White House? Because that's certainly what we have under George W. Bush. And, you know, I think more and more people are going to be asking that question and raising that question. People like my friend who thinks this war in Iraq is for the Arabs need to be educated and made to understand it's not a war for the Arabs. Lots of scary things out here, folks. And I heard something very scary today. Last night we had Lois call in from Utah in response to our show here the other night with Eustace Mullins. In fact, in that program, Eustace talked about some of the misstatements and shenanigans of Eric Huffschmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith and their new partner, Christopher Boleyn, and their campaign against not only American Free Press, but against the late Richard Butler and Ernst and Ingrid Sundel and David Irving and David Duke and Mark Farrell and Mark Glenn, and the list goes on and on and on. Well, as I told you, folks, have a top-notch investigator, an intelligence investigator. If I mentioned his name, some of you might even know it, but I guarantee you he is one of the people who is known in his field. And I've gotten a partial briefing on some of the revelations he's come up with in his investigation of Christopher Boleyn. And I guarantee you, folks, this is an investigation that American Free Press should have carried out before we hired Christopher Boleyn, before he was ever hired by the Spotlight newspaper. Haven't gotten all the final details yet. He's going to give us a full briefing very shortly. But suffice it to say, he had no idea who Boleyn was. He just had the basics. And we asked him to find out, who is this guy and what's he about? Well, you know what he came back and said? He said, who is this guy? He said this kind of in wonderment, kind of startled. Who is this guy? The reason why he asked us, who is this guy, is because he's found out that this guy, Boleyn, is on the payroll of foreign sources. We don't know here at American Free Press just what these foreign sources are, folks. But on the Huffschmidt Boleyn fish bait Daryl Smith website, they cry poverty for Boleyn and say that he doesn't have any money since he's no longer working for American Free Press. But it turns out, if our investigator is right, and I do believe he's right, knowing his record, knowing his history, turns out Boleyn has been on a foreign payroll, whether it's a foreign government or a foreign corporation, whether it's a foreign government funneling money through a foreign corporation, we don't know. But this confirms a long-standing suspicion of several of the people in American Free Press who had suspicions about Christopher Boleyn over the years. But because he was contributing what we thought were so many good articles to the paper, we trusted him. But over the last several months, of course, we had reason not to trust him any further. And things escalated. They escalated live on this program, as you know, the regular listeners know. We're going to be getting the full details in person, not over the phone, not by fax, not by email. We're going to be getting a briefing on what's been discovered. But you know, the way these intelligence operatives work, it could be a cult organization, a wealthy and powerful cult. We know of one wealthy and powerful cult that's a front for the Mossad. We know of another wealthy and powerful cult that's known as a front for the Korean CIA and the American CIA, and working closely with the Mossad. Strange ways that money can be laundered to cover up its real origins. But the fact is, so much or so little was discovered about Berlin, but what was discovered in this case was something very frightening. And I must say myself, although I was very startled when I learned this information today, when I visited the American Free Press office and met with several of my colleagues, it didn't really surprise me, because as I said from the beginning, although I thought I could trust Christopher Berlin and what he purported to be his anti-Zionist inclinations, I always suspected that in fact he was working for somebody else. Well, somebody else has indeed been funding Christopher Berlin. And, you know, when I get all the full details, I'm going to let you know what I can let you know. But as I say, it's pretty scary. This is the first time that it's been noted publicly, these details. And I was hesitant to even mention this much, but I think under the circumstances, it's appropriate to mention it. Because we need to know who the real truth seekers are. And, you know, the people that fund American Free Press and the people that support the Idaho Observer and the people that support the Republic Broadcasting Network, hey, these are all mom-and-pop organizations, folks, funded by good patriots, small contributions, purchases of books and videos and aronizers and you name it. But for a long, long time now, it appears that someone who we thought was just a crusading journalist had some foreign connections, and we don't know what those foreign connections are. But it's pretty scary. Very, very scary, folks. All right, that having been said, and there's been a lot said here tonight, much of it very provocative, some of it may have been too much to even talk about, it has to be said. I'm going to go to the phones now. Let's go to Gary in Tennessee.
Good evening, Michael.
How you doing tonight, Gary?
Pretty good. I'm recovering from a bad case of projectile vomiting.
And what's that?
Well, that's when you just throw up and it hits the wall. I just listened to that thing that occupies the Oval Office. Make a speech while you was on.
Well, I told you last night not to listen to him, Gary, but you did. You ignored me.
I had to listen to him. I swear to God, that little, I can't say that word on the air, but I swear, if I'm not on a red list now, I will be before the night's over, and I may send you a letter from Guantanamo Bay when they haul my ass off. But the bottom line is that that's a quarter weasel, quarter monkey, half human thing that Barbara Bush dropped that's occupying that office. He had the gall to guarantee the Iraqi people rule of law, personal freedoms, and border integrity, and he can't even do it in his own damn country.
You know, Gary,
I'm mad as hell. I'm going to invent a new product called Projectile Vomiting Be Gone. That's all I got to say. They're going to be coming. They're going to drop a 500-pound depleted uranium bunker buster down my stovepipe.
Anybody well, you know what, Gary, if we get the word here in Washington that that happened to you, we're going to say a special prayer for you, all the listeners here, and we might even put up a monument because we're going to have to put up a lot of monuments for a lot of people because I think growing numbers of Americans feel absolutely the way you do. Our government's been taken over, Gary, and, you know, I wish you wouldn't insult weasels and monkeys like that. I've been known to call Bush a monkey, but and I was thinking of him tonight as a weasel, too, but, you know, I like animals. And Bush is a parasite. He's a hookworm.
Well, that's probably a better description.
Yeah.
I don't know how Barbara made it with a hookworm, but maybe she did something with some dogs.
Well, you know what? In defense of Barbara Bush, it could very well be that he's adopted. You know, I saw that movie, The Omen, where the seed of the devil was put in the hands of a political family. Maybe that's what happened here.
Possibly so. Well, I probably will be gone tomorrow. The black SUVs may pull up here any minute now.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Gary. God bless you.
Tell them to bring it on.
Let's roll.
Let's roll.
All right. Thanks for your call, Gary. God bless. Let's go to Eugene in Ohio.
Mike, hello?
How are you, Eugene?
Fine, Michael. Hey, Michael, I was thinking that I think Bush wants to get us involved in this war before he leaves office, like his dad did to Bill Clinton when Bill was running for president against the dad.
Mm-hmm.
He sent our troops into Somalia about 3 to 4 weeks before he left office.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said that Bill Clinton had no foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent the troops to Somalia.
Okay.
This is what he's doing. I was waiting for him to pull something before the Democrats took office, but I don't think they were prepared.
Yeah, this is but you know, you have to keep in mind, Eugene, the Democrats are all part of this stage show, this charade, this phony debate. There are a few real Democrats in there who are very sincere, like Dennis Kucinich and John Murtha, who's a spokesman for the military. But, you know, I think in the real leadership of the Democratic Party, you know, no question about it, they're controlled lock, stock, and barrel by Jewish money. Back in 1968, there was a book written by a Jewish-American author that said basically about 75% of the Democratic Party's money came from Jewish sources. So you know, both parties are controlled. You know, they're putting on a show for us. And, you know, it's going to happen.
Yeah, I just wanted to say a couple more things real quick. You're running out of time.
Go ahead.
I read a book in a newspaper article many years ago. They said about 85% of the scientists in this country are Jewish, and I'm sure they're not lab workers. They're probably the main research heads of departments. And a porno queen wrote a book. I think her name was Tina Russell. I'm not referring to that. I keep thinking it's that. Don't want to refer to that black singer, but her name was Russell. She claimed that 85% of the men in the porn industry was Jewish, and you don't hear anybody in religious circles talking about the porn industry anymore. And I was hoping. Oh, one other thing. In this area, a lot of the people were calling the news talk shows complaining about the Catholic Church wanting the Catholics to vote for Bush, so they're not innocent in this situation either.
No, there are many, many power groups involved here that have led us to this situation where we are today, and you know, there's going to be a mighty price paid, if not here on Earth, certainly on Judgment Day.
Well, Jeb Bush is a third-degree knight. I have a 2004 Columbia Magazine, where Bush gave a speech before the Grand Supreme Council of the Knights of Columbus and praised them for their charity work and said that he told Jeb to go for the fourth, which is the fourth degree. So he's got support there from the Catholic Church somehow.
Well, Jeb Bush should get some degrees. He should get some degree burns on the electric chair for supporting his brother.
Well, these conservative talk shows have tried to anticipate everything. Sean Hannity tells Jeb Bush to run for president. They were the ones that started mentioning Hillary. I think they were trying to beat her to the punch about being elected so they can start controversy.
Well, I tell you about Sean Hannity. When they take him to the scaffold, I want to be the one to pull the lever for him.
Okay, I'll help you.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Eugene. All right, folks. We only have about 5 minutes left, and we have this break coming up. I'm going to go ahead and bring up Kevin and caution him that we do have the break coming up and tell him to hang on. Kevin, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Kevin. Yeah, as I say, we're going to have this break in just a couple seconds, so why don't you hang on there with us, and we'll bring you right up when we come back.
All right, I got Greg's back door. I'll let him know if the black fans come by.
All right.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up an hour here. Believe me, I want to tell you I'm exhausted because it's been a very provocative hour for me, and I imagine for a lot of you, too. Yeah, folks, what an hour it's been. Okay, we have Kevin from Tennessee. Kevin, you were about to make a point. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, I was just going to chime in on that Israel and being a welfare state.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier today, you know, I've got my radio tuned to RBN and the knob tore off, so I can't change it off. But,
good idea.
there was somebody on earlier today, and I don't know. I'm in and out of the vehicle, and I want to say it was during between 2 and 4 that NutraMedical or no Plain Iron show, whatever it is.
Okay.
I think it was on his show. He had a guest on there, and I know you don't buy into the Vatican conspiracy concept too much, but he had a guest on there, and I've heard him before, but I can't come up with his name. But he was saying that the arms bill has been cut, and that we're not no longer supporting. Given Israel this blank check, and that they're going over towards the Chinese, trying to get something going over on that side of the world.
Well, actually, Israel has had deals with Red China going back to the late 1950s. Israel and Red China worked together on the nuclear bomb in the 1960s during the John F. Kennedy administration. So. That person's a little behind the times by about 40 years. I suggest they do a little bit more research before they go on RBN and make these predictions. I don't think you need to worry about Israel allying with Red China. And, in fact, if anything, the Red Chinese are a lot smarter than the Israelis realize. And Chinese friends in the Orient say that when push comes to shove, the Chinese will cut the Israelis off as quick as anyone would flick off a flea.
Yeah, and they'll use anybody for anything. Well, I just thought I'd chime in there and bring that up, and you might want to. I know you wouldn't agree with what that guy was saying, but that might be something you might flip back in the archives and check it out. It was
well. I certainly will check it out. I'd like to hear what the guy had to say. So I appreciate the call, Kevin.
All right.
All right, let's go to Jim from Arkansas. Jim, we just got about a minute or so for you here, but fire away.
Yeah, okay, Michael. Yeah, that previous call kind of answered my question, but I'll go ahead and ask it anyway. That's this. I've been reading a book called The Enemy Unmasked by a man named Bill Hughes. And in it, and I'm not disagreeing with you what you say about Israel and the Vatican, but I wanted to get your point of view on this matter. And that's this man says that he looked up the Rothschilds in the Encyclopedia Judaica, and found that they had the title of Guardians of the Treasury of the Vatican. And so what he's saying is that, you know, I understand the Rothschild money is said to be the ultimate power behind Zionism, but what he is saying is that the Rothschilds ultimately are a front for the Vatican, which is the ultimate power behind this whole New World Order thing.
So anyway,
I wanted to ask your point of view on that.
Well, the Rothschilds, I can guarantee you, are not a front for the Vatican, but I can tell you that it's very, very likely that the Vatican, just like a lot of other powerful entities in ancient times and more modern times, have put their finances in the hands of the Rothschilds. But I assure you, the Vatican, it's not the Vatican that wants us to get us into war in Iran. It's not the Vatican that got us into Iraq. So don't get misled there, Joe. Well, listen,
okay,
Folks, got to go now here. It is 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 Central. Thanks for tuning in. If you got a headache from all this, get out that headache, stay gone. Go to their website at headachestaygone.com. Been a very traumatic hour for me, folks. I hate to tell the truth as much as it does hurt, but you listen to RBN because you can handle the truth.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.